Many years ago, a man by the name of Dion D. Marbel was an avowed atheist. He lived in France, near Paris. All his life, virtually all of his life, he had been an avowed atheist. Some bitter disappointment in his young life had turned him against the very existence of God. All through the years of his life, he was bitter and caustic. He was somewhat of a poet. Poetry became quite well known, but through it there was a thread of cynicism and sarcasm, too. It seemed to express all of the bitterness that was in so many human hearts who read it. But like everybody else, Dion D. Marbel one day was dying. A man 68 years of age now, and he lay on his deathbed dying with cancer. Doctor told him he only had a few more days to live. He began to think very seriously. One day, just a few days before he went out of this world, he found Christ as his Savior. That's just like the mercy of God, isn't it? He's so much more merciful than we are. After a life of atheism, when he called upon the Lord still forgave him of his sins and gave him the assurance of salvation. Just 4 days before he died, called for a pen and a paper. And he began to write words. He wrote them in the English language because he spoke and wrote both French and English. But he wrote this originally in the English language and gave it to the world. There's a land beyond the river that we call the sweet forever. And we only reach its shore by faith's degree. Ring the golden bells for you and me. Do you know it?